is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak with Karen Hanrady, who's a spokesperson for the Republican Party of the state of California. Welcome back to California Politics Today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, I remember that Governor Davis got in some trouble because one of his assistants accepted a check from someone from Oracle Corporation within a government office. Do we have another case of that now with Secretary of State Shelley? And what exactly is the law about that, as far as you know?
Well, this is actually a little bit different than Oracle. This is absolute proof from a donor who says he went to a state office, Kevin Shelley's office, and gave him a political contribution. Now, the gentleman who gave him the contribution has done nothing wrong, but Kevin Shelley has certainly broken the law. There's a minimum $5,000 fine by the Fair Political Practices Commission that could be launched against Kevin Shelley. It is illegal for government officials to take campaign contributions in their government offices. And Kevin Shelley, of course, is Secretary of State and is responsible for upholding election law. He, of all people, knows that this is illegal. But, in fact, he was gloating, according to the gentleman, or according to some staffers who witnessed the transaction.
Now, when did this allegedly happen?
I think it happened within the past year is what was reported
during
LA Times.
During 2003.
While
Mr. Shelley was the Secretary of State.
This has happened since he was elected to Secretary of State in 2002.
Okay, and now, there is such a plethora of investigations going on that I'm wondering whether there's anyone left to look into this, or whether or not something extra is going to be done, or what's the procedure as you know it for prosecuting someone who's an elected official who accepts a campaign contribution in their office? Is the crime, by the way, it's doing it in your office? If you were at a cocktail party and a fundraiser and someone gave him a check, that's not illegal, right?
Correct.
But if he's in his office,
if he's in a state office,
right,
or a government office, it is absolutely illegal.
Okay.
There are currently 8 investigations into Kevin Shelley. There previously were 3 scandals being investigated. This is now the 4th scandal. This would fall under the jurisdiction of the State Attorney General. Bill Lockyer could launch an investigation.
Okay.
Also, Kamala Harris, who is the District Attorney for San Francisco, since it was in his San Francisco office, could also launch an investigation.
Okay.
Neither of those offices has made any reference that they are actually going to do anything. Also, the Fair Political Practices Commission will more than likely launch some form of investigation. But, you know, it is perfectly within the purview of one of the legislative committees in the state capitol to hold an open and public hearing into campaign irregularities, and that seems like it would be appropriate for the Government Oversight Committee. That is, of course, the same committee that investigated Chuck Quackenbush 4 years ago for funneling campaign contributions into a foundation, which in turn went to help promote himself. That money, of course, should have gone to victims of the Northridge earthquake.
Okay, now that's something on the legality of all of this, or the criminality of it. What about the politics? Have Republicans stepped up their attacks on him? And what about the Democrats? Have you seen a kind of existence of Democratic criticism starting to appear?
You know, for the most part, Democrats have been very silent about all of these scandals surrounding Kevin Shelley in this election year. And, of course, this is a 180-degree turn from 4 years ago when they were prosecuting Chuck Quackenbush for campaign irregularities. It is very discouraging that Democrats have not had the courage to come forward and hold immediate legislative hearings that are open and public so that voters can see exactly what is occurring within the Secretary of State's and to get to the truth of what is occurring in the Secretary of State's office.
No.
Politically, I think what is unfortunate is the voters cannot have any confidence that the Secretary of State is going to hold fair and free elections this November. There is a cloud of suspicion, a cloud of partisan suspicion that hangs over the office of the Secretary of State, and at some point, one of the Democrats should come forward and call for his resignation. The Sacramento Bee has called for the resignation of Kevin Shelley because they do not have confidence that he will hold free and fair elections in November, and 7 additional newspapers have either called for his resignation or have called into question the conduct and nonpartisanship of the Secretary of State's office.
Now, I guess it would be, as we all recall, there's another means of getting rid of statewide office holders. It's called the recall. Now, of course, that would have to be administered by Kevin Shelley's office. So I'm wondering whether there's much of a call for recall among people you know, or by you, or anybody else.
You know, I think a recall is really a last resort. Kevin Shelley should resign. He should step down, and there should be public pressure by Democrats for Kevin Shelley to step down.
Do you think
he has committed unquestionable illegal activity within his state office. He has misused federal dollars that were meant to go to educate voters. He has used those dollars for blatantly political partisan activities, and he is also involved currently in a money laundering scheme whereby as much as $100,000 meant for a state grant for a museum or a community center in San Francisco was actually funneled into his campaign account, not to mention the fact he's currently being investigated for behaving badly, very badly, towards members of his staff. So, you know, Democrats should really call for the resignation, just like they called for the resignation of Chuck Quackenbush 4 years ago. Republicans joined in that call for a resignation, and that's what should happen right now.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us. I think I'm going to go try to see some of those other people you mentioned and see what they're up to.
You should ask Jackie Speier, Jack Scott, both in the Senate, both Democrats, who held wonderful, very thorough and fair hearings into Chuck Quackenbush 4 years ago. Today they are silent.
All right.
Kevin
well,
Shelley.
I want you've made up for them. Thank you very much for
Thank
talking
you.
To us. Bye.
Bye.